Like, before we said go on, I received good response from you. I think I have Edgar with me here, and you indicated that you would like to meet me and give me some hint and suggestion for my thesis writing. So here I am first to introduce myself to you and hope to learn some more about the objective of the movement. And maybe I could put in the thesis and to be...
We require help from personalities like you, because it is a very important movement. Checking a great mistake in the modern thesis. The modern civilization is very risky. Risky in this sense that a human form of life is an opportunity for self-realization. But our leaders, they are miseducating that you are this body. The basic mistake is that I am not this body, but just like you are sitting there, if I take account of your shirt and coat only, not you as a person, then there is a great mistake. Similarly, the modern civilization, education, everything is based on this bodily concept of life. But actually, we are not body. Body is my shirt and coat. Mind, intelligence, and ego, that is the shirt, final dress, and this five element body, earth, water, air, fire, ether, this is gross, just like shirt and coat. Similarly, we are dressed, the spirit soul. The spirit soul is also a measure, 10,000 part of the tip of the ear. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very important in this sense that they are trying to bring people to the constitutional position. A living entity is transmigrating from one body to another. As we are in our present body also, we are transmigrating. In my childhood, I had a small body. That body is no longer existing. But I am existing. So, there is no reason to believe that when I give up this body, I will not exist. No, I shall exist, but in another body. So, people are not interested to make research on how the soul is working and all. This is ignorance. So, Krishna consciousness movement is trying to revive the pure consciousness of the human society, so that he can know himself and act accordingly, then his life is successful.
May I ask you, my master, how did this movement born in the and came to the Western world?
Very sad. Your question is how this movement.
Yes, how this movement was born when you came, you thought that you are the father of this movement. How this idea was created in the beginning, because everybody asked me this question, how this movement...
The movement, the consciousness?
Yes, yes.
And this very subtle. Or they may do the other room. The other room. Softly. Bhagavad Gita was there.
Yes.
So Krishna consciousness movement was there. India, it was existing. Unfortunately, some of the less intelligent Samis and philosophers, they could not understand what is Krishna, and they misinterpreted the Bhagavad Gita, therefore people could not understand. In spite of reading Bhagavad Gita all the world over, they were not aware what is Krishna, although Bhagavad Gita is Krishna understand. You have read Bhagavad Gita?
Oh yes, from beginning to end.
So it is the book to understand Krishna. But these people, unscrupulous people, even great scholars, they try to explain something and taking advantage of the popularity of Bhagavad Gita. Instead of understanding Krishna, they wanted to present something of their concoction through the Bhagavad Gita. So this movement was already there since 5,000 years. But these, I may say, the foolish scholars, they suppressed it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revived it. 500 years ago, he revived it. So from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, we are trying to revive this movement in different way. About 200 years ago, 150 years ago, Bhaktivinoda Thakur revived it, and then about 50 years ago, my Guru Maharaj, he revived it, and he also ordered me that you go and preach this philosophy to the Western world. So under his order I came, and I presented Bhagavad Gita as it is, as you have read.
Yes, yes.
So the effect has been very marvelous, because the things are presented in pure form, so it has acted very nicely. Otherwise, it is not a movement that I have manufactured something. No, the movement was already there. I am simply presenting as it is. That is my service, that's all.
My master, what's your opinion on the Ramakrishna mission? There are Ramakrishna mission in Chicago.
Ramakrishna mission, if I say frankly, they distorted the Bhagavad Gita to the greatest extent. Yes. Because they presented somebody as Ramakrishna, as God. The Ramakrishna said that, I am the same Krishna, I am the same Ram. And they accepted it. But one thing is, anybody can say that I am the same Ram, I am the same Krishna. First time we have to see the proof. So many, there are many ways of to understand. So the Ramakrishna mission is pushing on this wrong idea. But another thing is that supposing that this Ramakrishna is the same Krishna, then the philosophy is different. Ramakrishna's philosophy and Bhagavad Gita philosophy is different. Because Ramakrishna says that you can accept any method, every method is all right. But Krishna says, only unto him, sarva dharman paritajya mami kam saranam. Give up everything, simply surrender unto me. Now, Krishna says, one, simply surrender unto me. And Ramakrishna says that you can accept anyway. So which one we shall accept? Krishna's or Ramakrishna's? What is your opinion? If something is spoken by Krishna and something is spoken by Ram Krishna, so which one we shall prefer to accept?
Krishna.
That's it. Therefore, Ramakrishna mission is misguided.
There is another question many teachers like to know about. They visit the temples in Chicago and many temples all over the United States. They are fascinated in the ritual things you are doing during the offering food to the deities, and especially this initiation service. I would like to recall the meaning of these ritual things, because it's very important to explain and make detail about it.
Yes, this is essential for advancing in spiritual consciousness. Just like kindergarten system, the children are given some wooden some plans to form A, B, and C like that. Attention. So this is not like exactly like kindergarten system. This system is introduced by great acharyas, authorities. So we have to follow. In the beginning, we have no love for Krishna. So this process will help how to invoke his love for Krishna. This is standard process.
This is the basic philosophy of the ritual.
Yes. And they are introduced by great acharyas. You will find, if you go in India, there are many thousands of temples. The same things have been followed from since then, thousands and thousands of years. Not only since the time of Krishna, before the time of Krishna, this is called archan vidhi, a regulative principle for worshipping the Lord. So they are followed. So they have to be this is called pancharatriki vidhi, a regulative principle on the authority of Narad Panchara. So they must be followed. Otherwise, one cannot be purified. This is purificatory process.
Would you please mention something about the meaning of the ritual of what the initiation, they put their hand in the oil and the burning of the fire, for example?
No, they are not putting their hand on the oil.
What
it is called yajna, offering ghee to the fire.
Yes.
This is Vedic. This is Vedic rituals. To offer clarified butter and grains in the fire. Fire is supposed to be the mouth of God. So we are offering eatables to the Supreme Person through fire.
What is the goal of this movement in the future? Is there any program set for the future?
Because it is genuine movement, it will make progress, provided it is presented in pure form. It was not presented before me in pure form, at least in the Western countries. Therefore, people could not take it. Now they could understand it. Now it is being placed in pure form, in the right way of parampara system, as the acharyas introduced. And actually it is happening. They are taking, wherever they are going, people are very much anxious to take this moment, as if they are waiting. Anywhere we go, even we have sent men to Jerusalem, so this method is very effective and people are accepting any part of the world without any discrimination. Here mostly you see our students are from the Christian group, Jewish group. There are many students from Mohammedan group, from Parsi group.
Now, this movement must have structure Will you please tell us about the structure of the Puma from the hierarchy? You are on the top and all the way down.
Yes, it is. This movement is started from Krishna.
Yes.
Then, from Krishna, Narada, from Narada, Vyasdev, from Vyasdev to Madhyacharya, from Madhyacharya to Ishar Puri, Madhavendra Puri, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then his disciples, the six Goswamis, then Krishna Das Kaviraj, then Baladev Vidyabhushan. So we are taking account very vividly from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I am the 10th generation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
You are the 10th. After you, any decision has been made, who will take over?
Yes, sequence? All of them will take. These are students,
yes,
who are initiated from me, yes, all of them will act as I am doing. Just like I have got many godbrothers, they are all acting. Similarly, all these disciples which I am making, initiating, they are being trained to become future spiritual masters.
How many Swami do you initiate? American? I'm speaking just on the
about
American
10.
Culture. You have 10 Swamis. And after the Swamis, what's the lower?
Now, they are competent. They can, not only the Swamis, even the Grihasthas, they are called Dasadhikari.
Yes.
And Brahmacharis. Everyone can. Whoever is initiated, he is competent to make disciples. But as a matter of etiquette, they do not do so in the presence of their spiritual master. This is the etiquette. Otherwise, they are competent. They can make disciples and spread, recruit more members in this. They do, but they are being trained now. Yes. Just like here in this meeting, one of my disciples, he is acting as priest. Instead of myself, he is acting. So, some of my students, they are acting as priests. Some of them are Swamis. So, they are competent to make disciples.
Do you have any hope in the future that your movement will involve in printing a lot of books, building school for your children,
Yes, we have got already many books. You have not seen?
Oh yes, I have almost all of your print, but I'm trying to refer to Ramakrishna. They have big library and bookstore, and this is where they draw their most of their income. I was wondering, they are drawing many scholars to this movement because they are from a variety of religions. And one argument I always receive from some teacher, they say, this movement insists on the chanting and they are not trying to open all the other doors for other religion. And I have no answer to them.
What is that?
They tell me that the Krishna mission, they offer all kinds of variety of books about every religion.
We have got varieties of books.
Yes.
We have got at least 12 books, 400 pages, different way we are present. But our main aim is end is Krishna. To understand Krishna through different philosophical thoughts, we are present to that. You say you have seen on these books.
Yes.
We have got Krishna, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Devotion, Srimad Bhagavatam, Easy Journey to Other Planets. Krishna consciousness is the topmost yoga system. In this way, we are presented so many.
How about the meaning of the chanting? You insist on
chanting.
Chanting
is to make the process very easy. Because in this age, people are unfortunate, short living, and they are attracted with false things. They're very slow, they do not take it very seriously. Therefore, chanting is a common platform, anyone can chant. Anyone, even the child can chant, the old man can chant, the fool can chant, the intelligent can chant, the rich can chant, the poor can chant. So the chanting is the common, therefore it is becoming successful. And chanting means Krishna and being absolute. Krishna's name and Krishna, there is no difference. Absolute means there is no duality. As in this dual world, there is difference between the name and the substance. In the absolute world, there is no difference between the name and the substance. Both of them are the same. So therefore, chanting a Krishna name means associating with Krishna directly. And because we are associating with Krishna directly, they are quickly becoming purified. Just like if you touch a metal rod with the fire, it becomes warm and then it acquires the quality of the fire. The metal rod you can touch anywhere, it will burn. Although it is metal rod, but because it acquires the quality of the fire, it can burn. It can act as fire. Similarly, if we constantly associate with Krishna, then we acquire the spiritual quality. Then we can act spiritually, very quickly. This is the point.
My master, many people are interested to know something about you, and I found just not enough to know about you. I mean, I could write volumes about your life. Could you expand about your life?
Well, a sannyasi should not be inquired about his life.
No.
What he's acting, that's all. But I was formerly a grihastha householder, that's all. My life is described in short, in the Isha-upanishad. So you can see it from there.
Could you recall the beginning of your first trip to USA and how you spread the message? I was told that you came here with $6 and then...
Yes. Because
the
whole,
this is a very
our important. Government, India government, will not allow to take money to go outside.
Yes.
So somehow or other I got the P form sanctioned, and one big shipping company, they allowed me free passage. So I came here, it gets difficulty. Of course I was very comfortably situated on the seat. But still, because I am not accustomed, I got seasickness. So the travel was very miserable. Still I came, and then for 1 year I was going here and there. There was no fixed up position. And then I came here in September 1965. Then 1966, July, I incorporated the society and started my preaching in a storefront and Second Avenue. And then gradually the students came and it developed one branch after another. Now we have got 60 branches and our expenditure is very heavy. According to Indian calculation, it is about 700,000 of rupees. We are paying heavy rent. We have got in each center not less than 25 devotees, up to 100, 150. So, going on by Krishna's grace, everything.
Now, what do you expect from your disciple?
They preach basic thing.
They will also preach as I am preaching. I see.
They will preach the same thing as I am preaching according to my spiritual master's instruction. Similarly, they will preach according to my instruction.
What if someone deviates from your teaching?
There is no loss. This was I was explaining. Because this, it is spiritual science. Anything spiritual that is eternal, it is never, I want to say, lost, never destroyed. So whatever they have learned, that is basic for further learning. Suppose if they cannot finish the total process or program, then they will get another chance to begin in the human form. So practically there is no loss. As ordinary beings, whatever they are creating in this life, after giving up this body, everything is lost. But this Krishna consciousness, even if it is not completed, whatever they have learned, that will go with it. Because it is spiritual. It will not be disturbed. But they are being trained up to finish the course and program within this life, not to wait for the next life. That is our goal. They have got regulative principles that you must follow this, that no illicit sex lives, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, and chanting, and a prescribed method, Hare Krishna mantra, taking only Krishna prasadam, and be 24 hours. You'll find, whenever you come to our temple, you'll find they are busy with something. Similarly, we are simply busy with Krishna business. We try to remember Krishna 24 hours. That is our main business. So this method of religious prescription, I think you will not find, at least in the Western world, you will not find. 24 hours they are engaged. 24 hours.
Serving the Lord Krishna.
Yes.
May I ask you about, for example, we have Bahalaswa, he's married. He has two children, twins. Now how is the future as you foreseen from now until his
our life? Everyone's future is Krishna. We believe in Krishna, and nobody of our group has got any need, because we believe in Krishna, and Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that those who are engaged in my service, I personally attend to their needs. Yogacchemam Bahama, perhaps you know this. Those who are engaged in Krishna's service, Krishna is supplying the necessities of everyone. Because Krishna is God, so God is supplying the necessities of everyone. That is one thing. But He takes special interest for those who are devotees, pure devotees. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Samoham sarva-bhutesu name desasti na priya jitumang bhajanti pritya tesu temai. I am equal to everyone. Nobody is my enemy, nobody is my friend. But anyone who is engaged in my service with love and devotion, I am especially attached to him. So Krishna is feeding even cats and dogs. And why he shall not feed us? We are engaged in his service. Why? It is simply a question of understanding. One should know that Krishna is feeding the elephant, Krishna is feeding the ant. So there are 8,400,000 species of living entities. So if there one who has completely forgotten Krishna, Krishna is feeding them, then why not we? We have no other business than Krishna. So it is a question of confidence and surrender. But actually we have no problem. So far our children are going, the boys they are taking prasadam, we are taking prasadam, we are traveling all over the world, spending, as I told you, about 700,000 rupees per month. But we have no source of income fixed, we have no business. Nobody goes to the factory, nobody goes to war. But still, we are maintaining our establishment.
And this is, seems to be a real miracle, yes.
Getting late from our
musician. Sam,
here.
Yeah. Would you care to comment about a final thing? What do you suggest for me to put my energy on and present beautiful picture? Nice.
Yes,
picture
you try to understand the whole philosophy nicely.
Yes.
Then you paint a picture. All right. Unless you understand, it's very nicely.
Yes.
So, not only one sitting, you have to question and I shall answer. You have to learn this philosophy. But one thing is that unless one is submissive to Krishna consciousness and they follow the Vaishnava principles, it is a little difficult to understand.
I thank you very much for this wonderful interview. I hope I give you a copy of what you said as soon as I type it down.
Right.
And I shall keep in contact with you in the future.
Yes.
Because there are many, many teachers are in DePaul University. I'm in DePaul University. They are interested in meet you and this just to invite you in the future for some lecture.
So you try to understand our philosophy from any angle of vision. We shall be able to answer. There is no difficulty. Because we are taking our lessons from Krishna. So there is no difficulty to answer any opposite element.
Well, thank you again.
First canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, third, fourth, fifth, these five big books, not less than 1,000 pages each. And Bhagavad Gita as it is, 1,100 pages. So, and each book will cost us 20,000, 25,000. So any amount of money, we can engage in printing books.
Yes. Yeah, it seems to me this is the biggest problem, is the cost of operation, isn't it?
Never mind, Krishna is giving. You have seen our publication?
No. I have seen the books. I have multiple.
Small Bhagavad chapter-wise it is publishing. It is very scholarly.
Yes.
Bring some chapters of Bhagavad.
Yes.
Father,
he has almost all of
them. Huh? You have got the chapter-wise Bhagavatam?
The little tiny ones you have covered.
Small covered ones? Yes, yes.
Like
Lord
in the Heart?
Yes, yes. You will see how it is scholarly little.
Oh yes, wonderful.
Yeah. So we are publishing all our books in a scholarly way, so that professors, teachers, philosophers, they can read it. And it is very easily done. Word to word, Sanskrit word, English, and diacritic mass. So we are working very hard. So if it is introduced among the scholarly sections, professors, teachers, it will be very beneficial to the human society.
Do you do your printing now in Japan and in America?
Yes, right? Yes. Whenever I travel all over around the world.
I want to ask just a few more minutes. You went to Russia. What's your impression there?
Yes, Russia is the same people. They are anxious to receive this movement, very much anxious.
And are you intend to
sample
there?
Yes.
I see.
But the government is very strict. Government is very strict. So unless we get permission from the government, because they have no cultural literature, they're simply reading this Lenin book. So as one professor, Dr. Kotovsky, he told me that Indian Ramayana, Tulsidas's Ramayana, that's not very good philosophy. Still, it was translated into Russian language, and within a week, all the books were sold. Yes. So they are hankering after this cultural book. Unfortunately, we have no means now. Otherwise, there is immense good field for consciousness in Russia.
You are the founder of this movement here, the father.
Yeah.
Is it the same you found in all over the world, elder speaking language, English speaking language? You went, you did the same thing, you went up there, chant, and with the miracle of the Lord Krishna, you receive your devotee and disciple.
The same process. We follow the same process anywhere. It doesn't matter whether it is America or Asia or Europe, it doesn't matter, Japan. It's the same process.
So you are intent to serve the Lord Krishna in the same method forever?
Yes, because I am ordered by my spiritual master in that way. So I am trying my best. That's all.
How old are you?
Yes. I am now 76.
76. Do you have any children, family?
Oh, yes.
How many?
I have grandchildren.
You have two sons?
I have three sons, two daughters.
They were, I was told, to our associate with Gandhi. What's your relation with Mahatma Gandhi?
Gandhi, in my young age, I was nationalist. So I followed Gandhi. I was interested. Later on, when I met my spiritual master, I became disinterested with this temporary, ephemeral things, you see. This is permanent. Krishna consciousness is permanent. It is a very long subject matter. We are simply dreaming. All these activities are just like at night you dream, but they are all false. Whatever you dream at night, they are not facts, they are false. Similarly, it is also daydream, these activities, daydream, they are also false. The only thing what we can actually take benefit out of it is Krishna consciousness. That's a fact. It will take some time.